Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Don't say you're about to shut up and then carry on talking, Peter Heater, the magician, for crying out loud. There we go, my lord. Jesus. There's nowhere to go with that. My Lord Jesus, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is downstairs getting some Americans, some American guests. That means for the moment, it's just me and Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Pete.
Hi.
You're not that much of a magician.
Because
you went to the wrong building.
Yeah, you're not that much.
How do you do it?
Not that much of a host because you sent me to the wrong building.
Kath thought that I told you where it was. I thought that she told you where it was. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. Yeah, I turned up at the other place and I looked in the window and there's just like one guy with a paint roller and I thought, that's not Ian.
That is not Ian.
Yeah.
Now, you know that we've got other guests coming in.
I'm aware of that,
You've been told this.
I have, yeah. It's quite exciting.
It is very exciting. I can see them walking past. I'm genuinely a little bit nervous as they're about to enter. I think we need to kind of stand up and give them a round of applause.
I think we probably should.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Dirk Benedict live on air as he comes in. Look at this. Come on. Come on. Dirk, would you like to sit there, sir?
I would
like
to.
Hey, brother, lovely to see you. I'm going to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah, since
we met like 15 years ago.
I think I remember.
No, you don't. Come on.
I do.
He does have a
good memory. Television.
It was television.
And
you turned up.
It was a bunch of people. It was wild and loose.
It was very
and crazy
early.
And fun.
You turned up on a motorbike.
And I showed up really early on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Somebody driving me.
Yeah. Come and sit down. We're on the air now. This is it. This is as good as it gets. This is Pete. Pete is my friend. He's a magician.
Nice to meet you.
I don't know if you're...
No, we'll provide the magic. We don't need...
Now, which one is Roland?
I'm Ron.
Roland.
My son Roland
is Sean.
Business partner Sean.
There we go.
Hey,
come and sit. This is Pete. Very nice to meet you guys. Think you've come
pleasure.
To a very laid-back, kind of relaxed... What know what day it is? Wednesday. Sure. Wednesday evening. Come closer to the microphone, Mr. Benedict, sir. God,
so,
you're so...
Are we starting? I see
we're on.
Are we on
with
air?
Respect. You're a little bit older than I remember. But God damn it, you're still...
No, I don't mean like, so are you, pal.
Oh,
come
buddy.
On.
But God damn it, you're so good looking. How are you doing this?
He's straight, by the way.
Well, yeah, you're in your... You've got to be what, late 40s?
Well, you
late
used
40s?
To be. I don't know. Everything's upside down
I used to be.
Now.
I'm bisexual now. So
are you?
Maybe
good for you.
Gotta mix it up.
Exactly.
I have my days when guessing. I identify as something other than totally, utterly masculine, but... That's between
but you,
you
must
and
have
me
had
and the 45 listeners you have.
who'd lie to him about the numbers? Catherine, we're sharing a mic tonight.
Excellent.
I hope you don't mind. This is the beast we've had. You must have had, though. Look, I mean, you are a very handsome man. Let's not.
Wow.
Come on.
He's all right. He's a bit of all right.
I'm all right.
You must have had your fair share
I'm
of.
I'm so old now. You have no idea.
I do. I googled it.
But you, oh, I forget you can Google.
But you don't look it.
All I do is giggle.
I've been messing with the numbers for years. You're fine.
You keep shaving. Now, Roland.
This is my job. Yeah.
Be quiet. I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to your son. Your son is the guy I want
he's
to talk to.
He's more interesting than me, anyway. And he's the reason I'm here. Actually, I'm the reason he's here. Now that I think
Roland,
about it.
Is he going to be like this? Do we have to ask him to sit outside?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Right. I don't know how old you are, Roland.
Splendid. I stay off the web.
Okay. At what point? And we got business to do as well. We're going to do some business. I'm going to need links and stuff off you because we're going to sell shed loads of these. As long as we don't use the word soccer,
We're going to talk proper football.
But when? At what point did you realise your dad was Dirk Benedict, the Dirk Benedict?
Well, I don't remember this, but the story was I was four at the park. At the park I was playing with in California informed me that my dad was on a TV show.
Yeah.
And I ended up going back to my dad and said, "Dad, he says you're on the A-team. Is that true?" I told him you weren't. And, of course, he had to politely tell his four-year-old son that, yeah, that child is correct.
And had you seen the A-team?
At that point, no.
Right.
At about 10 years old is when I started to... We had VHS tapes of some of the episodes.
Yeah.
And so in Montana, in a small log cabin, I would play hooky from school and get to watch A-team episodes.
Wow.
He and his brother had a childhood with me in Montana that you couldn't imagine.
Go on.
And it would take... We'd have to do another show to discuss it. Yeah, a log cabin with a wood cook stove and kerosene lamps.
Wow.
This is in the modern century, you know. And we had no TV. We had a TV with... We could play tapes. We played a lot of Monty Python, right?
The TV screen was half the size of this monitor.
Yeah.
So
you would never know I made my living on that bloody thing, and I never let them watch it.
Why did you not let them watch it?
No, it was I didn't let them. There wasn't a TV, and I didn't want one, and it was just me and Ron and his brother, and there wasn't time really. And I taught him how to play poker. We played Monopoly. Great poker players, and we had conversations.
Shut up. Wanted to have. No, you did not have conversations with your children.
I love talking.
How dare you?
I like to chat.
Do you, Doug? I noticed. Did.
So why Montana? Was it a conscious attempt?
I was born there.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you wanted to get away from LA, or that was never an issue?
No, I didn't hate LA, but I didn't want to raise my kids there. And I'd had this wonderful 25 years there and got to do a show called The A-Team, which was sort of... I did things after that, but it was so exciting, so fun, and so different, and everything after that was boring and slow, and it drove me nuts, so...
Does it upset you that... Because we said you're coming on, and you've done loads of stuff. One person mentioned you playing Columbo in a play.
Only one?
Exactly. But, and everyone else was like, Battlestar Galactica, The A-Team.
Yeah.
And you've done so much more stuff. Does that kind of get to you a bit that... It's those two roles that are the main
better
thing
you
remember.
Better those two than nothing, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I like being remembered for basically two shows, Battlestar Galactica, and they were because they were family shows.
Yeah.
And they were family shows that the world really has watched. So I'm not known as playing characters that are disgusting and ugly and that you wouldn't want your kids to. So it's kind of nice. I mean, I have no problem with that, and, you know, I wouldn't mind getting to do some of the roles of the other actors, but I never got. But it is kind of nice, and I go all over. I don't do it so much anymore, all over the world, and meet people who watch the show with their children.
Yeah.
So they were family shows. If you're going to be remembered for something, because I'll be gone sometime, I may drop dead right on this show.
Wow, that would be with respect.
These two guys
are
what
legendary.
Well,
legend.
Now, listen, are you?
They've dragged me all day long. We've been going all over London, you know, trying to find somebody to let us go on the air. Finally,
they knocked and they said, "Well, I mean, I suppose." Are you a fan of magic, guys? Because we got Pete Heat.
I do love close-up magic.
Pete, would you...
Don't look so keen.
What?
You don't look so keen.
I'm not a fan of magic.
No, I can tell. I can tell. I can pick it up on it.
I don't know, because I find life magical with... Well, no, okay. He doesn't watch TV. He knows he's never seen... So
I used to watch The A-Team. To be honest, magic has... Either people love it or they go, so much. Not for me. Yeah. What is it? Is it that you... You just think it's childish, or is it like... People have different reasons.
I love childish. It's that... I don't know whether I don't like being fooled, or I know there's an answer to the magic that they do, and so we go, oh, well, we don't know, so we're supposed to... Because when you make a card disappear on stage, I mean, we know you didn't really make it disappear, so...
Well,
it's not really. And the other real reason is that life is magical. My life has been magical that there's... real magic in my existence, and I don't get thrilled by
Well, Pete, with that in mind,
yeah.
that the person next to you doesn't get thrilled by what you do, thrill us.
Good luck.
Good luck. Tough crowd.
Roland loves it.
Pete, what have you got for us?
Well, you know, we'll start off with a little one to get warmed up, right? So imagine I reach into my pocket and I pull out a handful of change, okay? Like coins, right?
English change.
Yeah. I'm giving them a little jingle. There, it's an imaginary jingle, so at home, just imagine.
He's shaking an empty hand.
Yeah, there's nothing in it. And imagine I dump that change down on the counter and it makes the noise that it would make if I did that, right?
Yes.
Ian, I'll try this with you. Let's say it's less than £5, and it's not like a particularly even number. It might not be like £1, £2, three. Okay. It's some random number, but it's less than £5. How much is it?
I would say it's £3.26.
£3.26. Okay. £3.26.
Sure, you don't want to change your mind? I don't
want to change my mind. Okay, well, here's the thing. Earlier I went to a cafe and I bought some stuff, a coffee, among other things, and I got some change and I dumped it on the counter and I actually took a picture of it. Let me show you. Hold on, sorry. In fact, if you go to the pictures on my phone there,
what am I going to see?
Careful.
And you go to the...
photos. Yeah, I'm clicking photos.
Go to the last picture taken, which is probably a couple of hours ago now.
Okay.
Can you see it? Is there a wallet with some coins on it? Can you see that?
The bottom.
The wallet with the coins, yeah.
Count up the amount of change that is in that picture.
Right, this... What did I...
You said...
There's £3.26. You can't... No, you guys... There's a picture.
Is it 3.26? I don't know. Roland Charles.
He doesn't understand English money. Right. Can you...
Well, I got to see it. It looks like a £2 coin, a £1 coin.
That's three.
So we're good there.
Yeah.
Two tens. 10 pence, a 5 pence, and a 1 pence.
But we weren't here when they.
This
they
could be set up.
Set all,
this it could be set up. It could be a set up.
We're right.
It seems pretty authentic to me.
But.
Let's do
no.
Well, also, look at the time.
Sean, you're right.
Look at the timestamp of when it was taken as well. 8:13 today. So this is a long time ago. But yes, you're right. Maybe Ian could be in on it.
No, that was good.
Dirk's a tough crowd.
Do you want to see? You guys are mates, right?
We are mates. So that could have been a fix,
Ian. It's the old 3:27 trick. We'll open with the 3:27 trick and take it from there. Now, do you want to see something a bit more visual then?
Yeah,
so
go
you
on.
Can actually see something that you wouldn't normally
visual would be good on radio.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't.
For us,
that's why I
love visual.
That's why
I
didn't.
Do people know what you look like? It's been years since you're on the telly.
No, don't, because I did.
That's
what they say to you.
They don't know.
No, I did a reality.
I signed an autograph today, by the way.
Did you?
Big
George Peppard.
How did you know? I still
that's
have.
Real magic.
He's got hair under that hat.
I'm wearing a hat and I took it off.
Normally,
he's suspicious.
When actors or performers of a certain age wear a hat, you think, I know what's good.
Right,
you've got a great head of hair. Go on, Pete, do one more, and then I want. Then we're going to talk shin pads, guys.
Okay, all right. That's it. So, yeah, you're right. Visual is not ideal for the radio, which is why I didn't open with that one.
I like his demeanor.
Thank you. I'm a lovely,
he's very tall as well. He actually stands
up. Stand up.
Okay. You know what? So this is, for the listeners, this is a pack of cards being shuffled. There you go. It's just like you were here, isn't it? I'm
watching closely.
Okay, you watch closely. And as I spread through there,
oh, he's shaking.
As I spread through there, can you check that they're all different? They're not all the same card, right?
Can you see, Dirk?
Could you take one out? Take one out.
Where's my glasses?
Okay, should I start again? Yeah. So take one out from somewhere in the back. Okay,
this is the weirdest show we've ever done.
Okay, are you sure you want the nine of diamonds? By the way, I'm saying this while looking
in the
other
mirror? Way. Where's the mirror? He did.
It's the nine of diamonds, right?
He guessed right.
He guessed right. Don't demean his art.
I'm very lucky.
That's very good.
Tell you what, could you mark that in some way? If you put like it could be initials or your name or whatever you want.
Sign the bloody thing.
How do you spell Mr. T? I'm nervous.
I was going to say, now shake it. Right, there you go. So we've got TV,
yeah?
Yeah. You know what, I'm going to stand up just so from across the room you can see as well.
I am
loud enough, you can hear me.
You can hear
me,
don't worry.
Basically, we'll do this a couple of times. This is the worst trick for anyone listening.
He's putting the card back in the packet.
Yeah, right, about halfway in, would you say it,
Ian? Yeah, I would say that.
Hopefully you didn't see the move, which is basically what I did. I brought it back to the top, so I've actually controlled it. You see that? It's right on top.
Whoa, I didn't see that.
I'll show you that.
Look again.
I'll show you again, but watch really closely. So the DB card.
Okay, so
your initial card. It's
now
about
it's
what?
In
halfway
middle.
In, would you say? Yeah. Have there been any moves?
That's what she said.
Turn over the top card.
Oh!
Come on,
come on. I hate this. See, this is why I don't like angry. I don't like not knowing.
Thank you.
But, you know, I feel so stupid.
Shall I tell you? Shall I tell you what's going on there? Kind of. So what it is, I have a duplicate card, a duplicate nine of diamonds with your initials on. I'll show you what I mean. It doesn't seem like that would be possible because I didn't know what card you were going to take or what your initials were going to look like, right? But look, in my wallet, in the middle is a zip compartment.
Oh, this is too much.
Okay, and inside the
zip, opening his wallet.
There's
an envelope.
There's an envelope.
He's an envelope. An envelope.
Which is sealed. No.
That's sealed.
Oh, can you rip that open? Come on!
Love it.
No.
Love it.
And that's properly sealed,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's very well sealed.
I'm surprised no one sealed me.
Where's my knife?
He's going to get furious in a minute.
I can't open the envelope.
We can't bring a knife up.
You open the envelope. Roland is opening the envelope.
Now we're getting tampering.
Inside there.
I'm in on it.
No, what's inside? A folded card. A card neatly folded into quarters.
Oh, my God. It's a folded up card, and of course, this is crazy. It's got my it's the card I wrote on.
The thing is, it's not bewilderment. No, it's actual anger.
I do love this. I feel furious. I changed. I was
a convert.
So
that's
yes. Well done,
thank
Meg.
Thank you.
Listen, we're going to have a quick break, then we're going to have a little more chat. We got some calls as well, people that want to chat.
I want to hear about some shin pads.
We're going to talk about shin pads. We're going to sell the hell out of these shin pads. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
You may not remember.
And I did. Bless you. We're back on the air. We've got Dirk Benedict. We've got Pete Heat.
Hello.
We've got Roland Benedict. We've got Sean Person.
Right. Hello.
That's the name. We couldn't believe that was the last name. That's a great name.
Crazy.
Now, Sean and Roland, you two have, you're helping a senior. You're bringing bringing Dirk to see the sights. And can I ask, as a travelling companion, Sean, you're not related to him, are you?
I am not.
Come and get a little bit closer to that microphone.
I'm not.
What is he like to travel with?
Dirk Benedict?
Be honest.
So many good stories. So many good stories.
And I bet there's stories that we can't broadcast.
Non-stop.
But so how...
You gotta dive deep.
Now, so, Roland, you are a football player.
Correct. And so is Sean.
Sean's a football player. Okay. Yeah. And well done for responding to the word football and not soccer, because I know it can get... I'm not a sporty guy, but I've got kids that like football.
Let's go with football.
No, actually, looks quite sporty.
Thank you very much. Catherine's very sporty, aren't you?
He's active in his chair.
Very, very active. I've got butt plugs in. Now, that's irrelevant to this.
Huh?
But you're professional footballers.
No, I was. It's in a small way at one point.
What do you mean in a small way? What?
I played in Belgium. Smaller club in Belgium.
Okay.
But I was...
But you were getting paid for it.
I was. So it counts.
Yeah, that counts. So it totally counts.
Man City actually was the club that kind of pioneered me going to Belgium and mainland Europe. And I spent a lot of time in the youth academies at Southend United. And so I've done the whole English football
setup. But how did you... Because obviously, what I know about soccer in America...
He's
the host.
He
said soccer.
Is what we see in films with Will Ferrell and stuff. That it's kind
or
of
Jack Nicholson shouting at his boy.
Yeah, it's a very niche thing. So how does an American boy who's in a Montana in a cabin with his dad, not watching the A-team, how do you get into football?
I just went out and started. I love to run.
Right.
And I started all the traditional American football, baseball, and they were fun. And I was successful at it. I was an athlete. It was just so boring.
Really?
Standing there waiting for someone to throw a ball for somebody else to miss.
Mm-hmm.
It was just boring. And so I was a basketball player. It was my first sport.
You're very tall and slim. So I'm guessing American football, you kind of need to have a bit of...
I used to be short and slim. Now I'm short and stocky.
No, but I just started playing and continued to play through high school. And I had the crazy idea. I hated school.
Yeah.
And I had the crazy idea that I knew, starting to watch English football, and I knew that the younger you are, the better chance you had to play professionally. And my goal was to be play in the NBA and eventually be a professional athlete. Yeah. I changed from basketball to football, proper football. So I luckily had a dad that said yes to my crazy idea of let's move to England and try and play professionally. I had no agent. I had no interest.
How old were
you? I was 18. I graduated from high school.
Did you move with him or did you send him over? How did that?
I sent him over, gave him some money and said,
got him out of the house.
No, I didn't. I went with him. I tag along. I live vicariously through my sons. Yeah. I have three of them. I have no life except theirs.
That's what it becomes when you're a parent.
Sean knows. Sean, I go to all their games. No, that's not quite true. Although it's the best part of my life is having raised my kids. But no, we came together. We got a flat over in Putney by Putney Bridge.
Did you?
Yeah, we lived here. Oh, yeah, we lived. And then we called around, got a trial. He had a trial at Gilliam, and they liked him. They kept him for a couple weeks. And they were, and then Southend called. He went down there, and they loved him. And they put him on that guy. And then Man City called. Then he came, and then Man City called and said, you know, we heard about the, can I tell the Apple story?
Cause you can tell the Apple story.
Or do you want to tell it?
No, you tell. I'll interject.
It's
I'll
better if I, because... Because the personnel guy from Man City told me this story. He said, we heard about this America. There's not many Americans.
Take a picture of you guys while you're talking to tweet this. Go on, carry on.
All right. No, but I can't pose while I'm
By the way, it was Hayden Roberts at Manchester City.
There's magic in this picture. It's magical. It's magic.
It was Hayden Roberts, the former head of player care at Manchester
City. I love the way you're coming
City.
To start telling the story because he's getting no idea.
He's getting distracted. He gets distracted.
He got camera out. It'll stop.
the head of player care at Manchester City was the one that heard this story, the Apple story from Southend.
He says, "Yeah, they called." I said, "Well, how?" He said, "Well, we heard about this American this young kid at Southend, and he's got skills. He's behind the other players because in America the coaching is not as good. So, but he has stamina and he has endurance. He's smart. He's got all this stuff." He said, "But the thing that really everybody was curious," he said, "because he would come off the training pitch, you know, and you know they train from 9 till like come in, and they have a big bowl of candy, and the players would grab some candy to get a little sugar. And Roland come in and said, excuse me, and they come, yeah, he said, do you have an apple?" And I go, "We've got an apple." So they go, "And we've got an apple." Back to blood. The lad wants an apple. So they go and they find an apple.
I find that culturally insensitive.
I know. Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't have any apples.
Wow.
So next to the training ground in Southend is a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I left training and went over and bought a bag of apples and started just having apples that I left the training ground and ate apples. And eventually I convinced, brainwashed more of the players to start eating apples.
Yeah, because he had great endurance. And some, and then other players. Ricky, the manager, told me this. He had half the Ricky Duncan had half the players eating apples. It's like Apple Annie. I said it's like Johnny Appleseed. He could take over English football with the apple, with the whole. Well, it was this. So
anyway,
is the apple of my eye. So
now.
But anyway, so they wanted to bring him up for a couple days.
Yes.
And he stayed for, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And then they kind of, he could tell the rest of the story.
Now, okay, so you've been playing football, and now we have these. I'm going to open these. I'm opening these on air. We have bamboo shin pads.
But this box doesn't look big enough to have shin pads in it.
Come on now.
Whoa. These are classy, man.
It's a classy box.
Look at that. Babe.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
That'll protect your shins good. Oh, a little bit of some neoprene padding on the inside there.
Describe it, Pete. Sell it. You're on QVC.
What have you got? We've got a kind of engraved L for legend there. Burnt into the wood, would you say? And then on the inside, you've got this really grippy yet soft neoprene padding. And to be honest, it's the classiest shin pad I've ever seen. It genuinely is.
Watch him, he's
going to
go up his sleeve.
Yeah. Watch
those
hands, right?
Okay, so why bamboo? Because, listen, I'm not football. My boys are 7 and 9, and they love football, so I go and watch them, and it's such a joy. You know what it's like. It's the best thing, man. So why are these better? Why should we be getting these instead of the other shin pads?
Well, I mean, look at them.
Well, they're beautiful.
They're the most gorgeous thing in the room besides Catherine.
Oh, jeez. These Americans.
And she'll have a pair. No, there's been no change in shin pads. They're plastic. They're a different shape, a different color. And Nike and Adidas throw a different logo on it. And it's the same product. So for us, and well, Sean, when I met Sean, we were playing a semi-pro level of football in the States. And we sat down over a pint, and Sean told me the brilliant idea he had of, we need to have innovation in some new products. And the one that we went after was the shin pad.
Yeah.
And so it was many years of trying to figure out the best material.
Why is it bamboo?
It's, well, we
can I hit Catherine with it and test it? I
mean, you can, absolutely. It's incredibly lightweight.
Yeah.
It's a sustainable material, so it's environmentally friendly, which is a big thing that we stand on. Is the plastic shin guards, they're all of them that have been made are probably still on the planet. Mm.
But what are the pandas going to eat, Roland? You're not thinking about the pandas.
Bamboo grows like a weed. In 2 to 4 years, that bamboo stock that was cut down is back up
again. Okay.
To full size. Sustainability. You know what sustainability means, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got an idea. But thank you for clarifying.
But to they're, hell with they're the incredibly pandas, strong, lightweight.
Stuff them. We've tried helping them.
Stuff a panda. There we go. There's something.
And they're built to last.
Okay. Where's the place that I'm going to tweet a link? Legendsoccer.com.
Correct.
Is the place at LegendSoccerCo. So I'm going to tweet this right now. So if you want to go and have a look at these, LegendSoccer.com is the place to go for these. And they are.
They look really good.
They're very good.
There is a kicker to these.
Oh.
So listeners can't see it, but our logo is in the center of the shin pad.
Yeah.
We actually do full custom. So we can take anything from your favorite club logo to the talk radio logo to your and Catherine's face.
Wow, I want to be on
and
shin pads.
And laser engrave them into the front of the shin pad.
I'll be on a shin pad.
See, you got to order some and we'll put them in here for the radio show.
It's happening. Legendsoccer.com is the place to go if you want to have a look at these.
That's actually a brilliant present, a Christmas present.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Wicked. And it comes in a classy box. You're getting a little bag to keep them in. Look at this.
Bag.
I'm going to get some Ian Lee shin pads to just wear around the house.
Nothing else.
Is good.
Listen, we're going to plug that link again before you. Are you right to stay till 11? Is that okay? Or what time are you going?
It's your show. We'll stay until you start boring us.
When
you tell us to leave, we'll go.
We'll keep talking until the last listener.
We can. We can
stay till 1. We'll stay another half. Keep you till 1.
It's only 10:30.
I don't know what that means. Is he saying he wants to go now or he wants to stay all week? I don't understand.
I think he'd let you know.
Does he want to go or does he want to stay? The story of my life. I can never decide. Are you in or are you out?
Can you give us another trick? Would you mind?
Absolutely. Yeah, do you want to say another trick?
Can you make me disappear?
I want to hear
Hollywood did. Hollywood made me disappear.
Oh, no.
Oh, did.
This is a brand new one.
We've got a couple of calls for you.
Okay. This is a brand new one, so I've got no idea if it's going to work. Well, I think it'll work, but that's it. So I have my business cards here, and I have, let me just touch this up. I've drawn a little stick man on one of them. Can you see that? He's got a top hat on. It's a Pete Heath business card. He's got a little top hat on because he's a bloody magician. Let's say he represents you for the sake of this trick. So that's you once you decide to take up magic instead of selling shin pads. And what's your performer's name? What should we call you?
My performer?
Do you have a stage name as a magician now?
Oh, as a magician? Yeah. I'm called Dirk the Great.
Dirk the Great. So I'm going to write that on the top there.
And getting back to some of the women in your life, no doubt. Right. To refer to you as that.
No, that'd be Dirk the Not So Great.
Okay, so we're in Dirk the Great on the top of the business card, and there's a little stick man with the top hat on the bottom, right? Dirk, I'm going to give that to you to hold on to for a second. Okay, so in fact, if we put it face down, put your hand on top of that for me so I can't tamper with that. Okay, great.
His hand is on the top.
So Dirk the Great is holding a business card with his name, Dirk the Great, written on it, and a little stick man drawn on it as well. Now, something I've got as well is I've got a list of, it was one of those sort of 100 holiday destinations to go to before you die, you know what?
Yeah.
Bubbling my throat there. Just so emotional. One of those lists that I got on off the internet, so it's like 100 different places. Dirk, could you give me a number between 1 and 100? Yeah, whatever. What's it?
49.
49, sure? Don't want to change? Okay, and I'm going to show you this, and I'll show you all of you guys this list. So if we... He's now showing me... Okay, so the list is called World Famous Landmarks. Oh. So, for example, if you'd have said number one, it would have been Christ the Redeemer, right? Oh, right. Two would have been Big Ben. Microphone just fallen over. Ian is jumping to my A. And so on. And they're all different all the way down. So we got what, the Eiffel Tower, Great Wall of China. So they're all different all the way down. So what did you say? 49. Yeah. Okay, so 49 on this list is the Pyramids of Giza, right?
Okay. And they're all different all the way.
So that is where Dirk the Great is headed to do his next show, right? Now, here's the thing, Dirk the Great.
By camel?
Yes, by camel.
I always wonder
by
to ride a camel.
By camel.
Like so, Peter O'Toole.
So, Dirk, you chose that location from the list after I handed you that business card, is that correct?
Yeah.
So the Pyramids of Giza. Have a look at the card now. Have a look at the Dirk the Great business card now. Turn it over.
Well, I haven't taken my hand off.
No.
Either.
Dirk the Great is now wearing a fez, and he's standing next to the pyramids of Giza.
There's two pyramids, and the stick man is walking towards them. The sun is shining. It's obviously in the desert.
And it's still the same card because it still says Dirk the Great on the top. So nothing has been switched, right? It's clearly the same card.
I don't recognize the stick man.
The stick man's changed. He's now wearing a fez because he's in Egypt.
Oh, that's right.
You've got to say culturally appropriate.
And he's even got the sweat dripping off the...
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That is really amazing.
Thank you.
That was less sarcasm.
And I'm the guy... I know. Was that sarcasm?
It was a little bit.
I never know. I'll tweet a picture of it
so you can see what's going on at home.
Dirk, now you had a little thing there where you said Hollywood forgot you.
Right.
And there is for actors, there are... You're lucky that you've had quite a few highs in your career, where you've been like hot property.
Are we going to talk about the lows now?
Where's your Kleenex?
Your napkin?
I don't want to dwell on it, but do you feel kind of abandoned? I mean, I've looked at your CV. You've been working a lot. You do a lot of stuff.
Do you feel a bit abandoned? No.
By the industry.
But there's reasons why I don't. Most actors that went through it, they can't leave Hollywood because you can't without celebrity in the air. And if you once had fame and then it starts to fade, it destroys people because it becomes their identity.
Addictive.
It's their identity. Yeah. It's what makes them feel. We all have things that make us feel worthwhile. For Pete, it's drawing pyramids with stickmen.
Thanks.
You know, so good for him. But if someday he couldn't do this, he would go, I could go anywhere and people would recognize me. And now I can go anywhere and not be recognized. But it doesn't bother me because I didn't become an actor because I wanted to be famous, which was also unusual, which I didn't understand until I met other actors.
Yeah.
So they never had a hook in me, which hurt my career because they couldn't manipulate me. They said, well, then you won't be, I said, well, that's fine. I'll go back to Montana and work in the woods.
Yeah.
I wasn't in it to be either rich or famous. And I'm not either.
But there is.
If you don't nurture celebrity and money, you lose it.
But there is a lot of affection for you. You say you're not recognizable. I think.
I did sign it on. No.
People would recognize
you. We did photos today.
There is a lot of affection for you as well. Genuinely. We said you're coming on. People are like, oh my God.
That's true. So I have the best of both worlds.
I think so.
I can be anonymous, but I can still come to England and tour for 6 months playing Lieutenant Columbo on stage.
How much fun was that being Columbo?
Oh, it was great. I started in the theater. I started on Broadway. I did repertory theater. I trained with the RADA, Royal Academy of Dramatic Art.
Yeah.
That was my Albert Finney was my idol. I wanted to be Albert Finney. And I had the same teachers as Albert Finney. I smoked the same cigars as Albert Finney. But I didn't become Albert Finney, no. No, so that was my dream, is the theater. So getting to do Columbo was great. And I got to play all the great theaters in the UK, including the Opera House of Northern Ireland in Belfast. So I had that training, which was great. I never wanted to be in movies. That was all an accident, television and movies. It was kind of a tangent that I got on. And I also have other talents and interests. I'm writing, and my real love was music. I played Dixieland trombone, so that's
And
really,
and acting was an accident. So I didn't grow up going, I want to be an actor. I never thought of it. There was no movie house or television where I grew up, so it wasn't in my conscious.
You played do you still play the trombone?
I don't.
Yes.
Really? Roland's chipping in.
Well,
I've heard it.
Yes.
I have it at my house by my piano, my beautiful Steinway piano. I have a world class piano, and every now and then I play it, but. I used to be really good.
My 9-year-old's just learning the trombone.
You lose your... What?
My 9-year-old has just started learning the trombone.
Oh, it's a great instrument.
Oh, and I love it. It's just so big and powerful. It's wonderful.
It's kind of sexy, and the history of the trombone and the great trombone players, Trummy Young and Jack Teagarden, and my favorite was a player named Kid Ory, who's in the same generation with Satchmo. Wow. And he, in fact, when they were young in New Orleans, they played together. I forget Satchmo's what it was called, what his band was called then. But Kid Ory was in it, and then Kid Ory later had his. I'm sure your audiences are not interested.
Who cares what those losers think? Listen, let's have a quick
more
break.
Magic. Where's
let's
the magic?
Have a quick break.
Where's the magic?
And then we're going to come back. We've got a couple of calls, if that's right. We've got our good friend Alan Caddick. We've got Roger. We're very, very keen to talk to you. We're going to give out the website again if you want to get
for Legends Soccer.
Exactly. LegendsSoccer.com if you want to go and have a look at these bamboo shin pads and get
them. I got to do Celebrity Brother too, you know.
No, you wouldn't go down well
I
in
did.
That.
I did.
I know you did it. You did it in a very controversial year. It all kicked off.
Oh, my God.
Pichetti.
My other son George said, "Dad, can you imagine the Prime Minister of England woke up one morning and his assistant says, 'Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, you have to go address the nation because Shil Pichetti was insulted by Jade Goody.'"
Mm.
The Prime Minister had to deal with what was going on this insanely.
It was an international
incident, wasn't it?
They rioted in India.
Yeah.
Jade had to go over there and do their big brother.
She had to go over and do mea culpa, mea culpa.
No, of course you should. But that's how seriously. I mean, how long ago was that? 10, 12
2007.
Years? 2007. 12 years. That's how seriously we took, and to a certain extent still do, these reality shows.
Oh, it's life.
Oh, it's nuts. I did a reality show a couple of years ago. Have you heard of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of the Jungle? I did that.
You did that?
I did that. I was getting divorced and I needed...
Good timing.
The old divorce check.
You wanted to know if you could still feel pain.
No, I needed... I needed a
am I totally
check.
Numb? Right?
Are all the senses still alive?
But even... It's kind of died down now, but even that became... It becomes front page news just because, I stole some strawberries. You know, it's not the same thing as the race row that you were a witness to.
But, in the house, we didn't know anything about it.
No.
We had no idea.
Yeah.
It was a non-event. What happened between those girls, they were fighting. It was a power struggle between Shilpa and the other girls. And Shilpa was a master manipulator. She manipulated the whole nation.
Yeah.
She was a real... She was so smart and so clever. And you know, did you ever watch at night? I used to sneak into her bed. I would go and sneak over to her bed. And she would scream bloody murder. She would literally start screaming.
Imagine if 12 years later, after it all died down, Dirk says something really racist about Shilpa and it all kicks off.
She was beautiful.
But
my line was, I said, I don't know whether to marry her or spank her. Or adopt her. Because she was like so much younger.
Maybe there was three, I don't know.
Did you enjoy it, though, Big Brother?
Well, I thought I would hate it, but I learned so much. I don't want to bore everybody here with, I learned so much. And I learned a lot about myself, how off the hook I am from everything.
Yeah.
First of all, I live on brown rice. So as long as I had rice and beans, I was good. Mm-hmm. So because people were going through chocolate withdrawal was the big one, and alcohol too. But chocolate, when they first sent chocolate in the house, I stepped back with Jermaine Jackson and we just Leo Sayre, and we just watched everybody at the table jabbing their forks into this big chunk of chocolate and stuffing their faces.
Wow. Who knew? Is it true? I read this and I don't believe anything I read on the internet, but you had cancer.
Yes.
And you got rid of cancer by going onto a macrobiotic diet.
I went to a magician and I said, could you please
it's good to see you again,
forget the stick the pyramids. Can you make it all go away?
Yeah.
Actually, I did go to a magician. I met an Oriental gentleman doctor.
Yeah.
They don't call them doctors, but I mean, true.
Don't call them Orientals anymore.
Anyway,
but,
Also true.
I shouldn't joke about it. So I wrote a book because it's such a complicated, it's a long story, but I wrote a book. It's called Confessions of a Kamikaze Cowboy. And it's the title. The book's as good as the title. The title's good. Took me a year to write the book and a year to come up with the title. Titles are everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, and it's the story of how what I did to get rid of cancer. And I did with changing
what
my diet.
Was it prostate cancer? Prostate.
I was 29.
Wow.
I was Roland's age.
Yeah.
And I, So I went cold turkey and went through this metamorphosis. And that was after I'd had a career in Hollywood. I'd done a TV show and I'd done four or five movies and I'd been on Broadway a couple times and then this all happened and I went away. And I was gone for about 4 years, 3 or 4 years.
And you stuck to that diet.
And then I did Battlestar Galactica. So if you see me from stuff before, I look totally different.
Right, yeah.
I was more of an American football player. You know, I had I had that beefy look,
But then you became a cute pinup.
I became a cute pinup. Kind of
like a Davy Jones, David Cassidy.
Yeah, me and
we need
Sean
to take
Cassidy.
A quick break. We need you, right. Sean Cassidy. Right, so this is Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Late Night Alternative. That's the voice of Ian Lee.
How many names has Dirk Benedict just dropped in that last 5 minutes?
I counted
minutes?
About five. Well, I think I might have missed
Gloria
a couple.
Gloria Swanson, Fred Astaire, Charlton Heston. Man, you need to be listening
Charlton
to the
Heston,
breaks.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
So many. And Roland, Dirk Son tells us this is just par for the course. If you're sitting out on their patio in Montana, these are the sort of stories that just happen all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, my God.
If you follow that cable, Dirk, there'll be a little knob at the end of
the
it.
The one that goes out the door and leaves the studio? That's mean.
If you fiddle
that's
with that mean. Knob.
Those are breadcrumbs.
Oh, just, there's a knob.
You can fiddle with the knob.
We got some calls.
It was unplugged. I'm good. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Is that an MTV show? MTV Unplugged?
Let's have a word with Alan Caddick. Caddick.
Hi, Kev. Hi, Mark. Hi, Dick.
Wow. Hi, Alan. You seem very laid back.
Well, particularly I'm nervous for my mum tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Your mum's in for an operation.
Alan's mum is going on dialysis tomorrow. She's been very poorly. Oh, so we've all got our fingers crossed and sending lots of good vibes.
Yeah, we send you positive energy.
Oh, thank you, mate. I love Jinx, love TV, but I grew up watching you on the A-Team.
Grew up watching you on the A-Team, loved you in Big Brother. Have you got a question for Dirk, Alan?
Oh, good A-Team question for you.
Okay.
You know your character, Tempton Peck, a.k.a. Face Man. What was the best con you ever pulled?
Oh, can you remember the best con the Face Man ever pulled? Do you remember the A-Team specifics, or is it like a big blur of activity?
The best con was getting Roland's mother to marry me.
I've seen pictures.
That
she's
was a
lady.
Real con job.
That was the long con. That was the long con.
No, I'm sorry, Alan. I did so many of them. You're talking about women now, right?
No,
I can't remember. But we were just, Sean and Roland and I, and in the flat where we're staying, we just turned on the TV and there was the A-Team.
It's always on.
And I couldn't remember the episode very well because it was later
I remember the one where you had that Corvette and George Pepper was Clarence Wickerson III and the rabbit who ate Las Vegas.
Well, you see, the point is that you remember.
Yeah.
That was the whole point, not me, because, and I you know, so... I like playing the Irish priest. I did a con as the Irish priest.
How did the accent go?
Yeah, what?
How did the accent go?
Oh, it was a terrible accent, but that was the whole point. It wasn't even close.
And they still bought it.
Yeah.
The face.
I almost got fired. I didn't get fired for that. I got called on the carpet. The producer goes, what the? He called me up. He says, after he saw the rushes, he goes, why did you do it? Because I said, hey, get me a priest out. I'm going to do this little con pretending to be in. He said, why did you do it? You didn't have to be undercover. Nobody knows who you are in this town. You're not pretending. They're already. You're not hiding. I know. I said, but Steve, it's funny. That's what's funny.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you know, we always were trying to make it sillier than they wanted it
really?
To be. Yeah. That's why later they added other, I was just watching the episode, they added other characters and they tried to straighten us out, you know, make us more.
My favorite thing, that not that Alan, you care about my opinion, but my favorite part of the con was... always being sent, Face was always sent to save Murdoch.
Yeah.
And Face would always come up with this elaborate con to go in. And my favorite one is you're going in to get him out of a mental hospital, which happened quite frequently. And Murdoch's flooded his room. He's complete. And you have this elaborate plan, and you show up, and he's buried in a water-filled room, not coming out.
He's floating or something on his mattress.
Yeah, and your plan's gone. It's shot at that point.
Yeah, that was right. And also the one where he came out, he was Sinatra. Remember, he was singing.
I remember that
one. He was Frank Sinatra.
Yes, I remember that.
You know, fly me to the moon. And he had the hat. And, you know, Marlon Brando called him, called Dwight, because he did his Marlon Brando on the show. Yeah. And Dwight, one night, and I've heard that Dwight says, you know, last night, you're not going to believe it. So he got this call. And it was this, and it was Marlon Brando. And he didn't, he thought it was, because he was, Dwight was friends with Dick Cavett, who's friends with Marlon Brando. So he thought it was Dick Cavett pretending to be, or somebody. So he's, come on, who is it? He thought it was maybe, it was me, you know. He said, who is it? Who is it? And so he hung up. And the guy called back. He said, no, it's Marlon. Marlon, you know, I watch your show, you know. So he told Dwight, he said, I know. And so Dwight comes, guess who I talked to? So he found out that Dick Cavett had given him Dwight's number.
Yeah.
He says, call him. So he called him because he loved the show. And he told Dwight, he says, Marlon, you do the best Marlon Brando. He says, I love your Marlon Brando. And he says, I want to come and be on your show, but I'm too fat.
Oh, no.
And Dwight says, no, we'd love to. No. And then he said, all I do is eat potatoes. He said, okay, how could you forget this stuff? He said, I sit in bed and I have a microwave and a drawer full of potatoes and I watch the A-Team and I pull out potatoes and put, what do you put that cream?
Sour cream.
Yeah. And I eat them and I watch the A-Team.
What a delightful picture.
That was Marlon.
That's a splendid visual.
I've never told that story.
That's incredible. We got another. Should we go to Roger?
Let's do Roger. Roger, you're on.
Good evening, Catherine. Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Roger. Roger's a little bit nervous to speak to you.
All right, I'm extremely nervous. What? I can't believe I'm about to say this. Good evening, Dirk.
Good evening, Roger. Don't be nervous.
You were a massive part of my childhood because for me...
What he's saying is that you're his dad and he wants some money, okay?
All right, here it comes. No, I'm not. I'm not your father. I was never in England in 1982. I am not...
Go on, Roger, sorry.
But yeah, when Glatzer was shown in the UK, I was just the right age. And for me, it was my Star Trek in my childhood, because I hadn't really seen Star Trek at that point.
And don't tell William Shatner.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it.
But was it as fun as how it appears on screen? Because it
was
looked
it
like you had a whale of a
Battlestar.
It's fine.
Was it fun?
Oh, was it fun? Yeah. I thought you were saying it was fun. Did it look like it was fun?
Yes, it was fun.
It was more fun.
I couldn't having a whale of a time.
I couldn't believe they were paying us. They kept paying us. We kept having fun. The more fun we had, the more they paid us. Because the more fun we had, the more successful the show was, and then the more money we got. We kept getting so it was great. We got paid to have
this
fun.
This is the thing. Me and Kath get paid to do this, and it's just we get to hang out with people like you.
Now, I know.
Listen, one more question, then we're going to sell the hell out of these.
We got to talk. We got to talk to Roland and Sean.
Tell me about Angela Lansbury. What was Murder, She Wrote like? You did do Murder, She Wrote, didn't you?
I know, but you want to get me in trouble with all these stories. Because
Ian doesn't know. You ask a question like that, and it's an hour later, we'll be talking about something else.
I was expecting this. Oh, yeah, it was great. No. It was great. But you're implying something bad happened.
I can make it short. Roland's.
Sorry, Roland just rolled his eyes.
Going, oh, God.
Well, I just know, but it's a great question. I just don't, you don't have enough time at 1 a.m.
His wife, he comes to visit me. We live about 45 miles apart. And then he's there for 8 hours. I said, what do you do? So we talked. For 8 hours? You've been there for 8 hours? Yeah, we talked.
Talked and smoked.
It's true. Sits down. I said, we got to chop some wood. We're going to do this. And we go, oh, I got to leave. It's been 6 hours. And we haven't left the kitchen. No, so the thing that surprised me is she didn't memorize lines.
Right.
And she was wonderful. So if you watch the show, you'll see she always looks down. And she goes, so she's
She does.
Or she'll go,
and so I thought that was just a quizzical look.
And she'll think, and she'll go, well, I... And then she'll... The card people are magicians. Pete, they're like over here and they're down here. And they're always right. They got to have the right. So, and they're like ballet with the cards off screen because she looks down here and certain scenes, the cards are here and she'll go, yeah. And certain times they'll be up here and she'll be thinking. So that's it. So there's no walk and talk.
Yeah.
Speaking of magicians, you never see her moving.
Oh, God. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Because then you'd have to pretty much. Or sometimes she'll move and the card people are running.
Right. You answered it. Sean, yes, are you not exhausted hanging out with this lot?
Never.
Really?
Never.
How are these doing, these shin pads? People are buying them and people are going for them, right?
Excellent. Yeah, we just did a partnership with Four Screen Rovers.
There you go.
Most sustainable football club in the world.
They're like, our friend Will works with those guys, and yeah. They're like being incredibly green and doing everything they can to save the planet. That's all they're doing.
It's amazing what they're doing. We just think it as the future of the game and sport in general. So, that's our little take on it, progressing the game.
These are lovely. People want to get them. Give us the website again. Here we go. It's legendsoccer.com.
Right.
At legendsoccerco is the place to go. And you can burn anything.
Anything.
I want a nude picture of your dad on the shin pads. Wow, I'll put in a big order.
You know.
No, we're going to charge you more, but we can make it. I think we can make it happen. I don't know.
It's not big enough. The shin pads.
Excellent.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. Are you working or anything? You're just hanging out with the boys?
I'm just hanging out with the boys, yeah. Beautiful. I'm going to be here till they're done with their thing, and then we'll go back. But make me an offer, and I'll come and we'll do magic with Pete.
Okay, I need someone to look after my cats. I can pay you $5 a day.
$5. No, it's great. I enjoyed it. We had fun. This time we had fun. Good. Last time, so I'll see you in 12 years.
Come over again in 12 years. Roland and Sean, thank you so much for bringing these in.
It's pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You're going to hear a lot about these. These are going to
be the next
explode.
Big thing, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Legendsoccer.com. Trust me, I know, because I got boys that are into football. They're shin pads. They don't last long. They're plastic ones.
They stink.
They don't smell.
They're odorless.
They don't smell. They're odorless.
They don't. We submerged one for 90 days in water.
Sweat. It's in sweat.
And it actually removed those smell because they have the burnt bamboo smell. When we submerged in water, they came out and they had no smell. The water took the smell away, and there's no bacteria, nothing.
You got this because your little girl plays football. Your youngest.
Yeah, she does. She loves this. To go like this to her sister. Smell that!
Oh, it's disgusting. It's odorless, man. That should have been your first selling point. Forget the bamboo stuff and it's just... We got odorless shin pads. Gentlemen, so nice to meet you. I wish you the very best of luck with this. Dirk,
thank you.
Out of my studio for crying out loud.
I know, but I want to be paid. I want the $5.
See the young lady outside? Right, Amy, she's got it. Pete, you're going to stay for a little bit longer.
Sure.
We'll take some more calls. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.